And the calls for a debate are heightening. Personally, I want to see a debate. Do you want to see a debate? Please send me a WhatsApp message. 055-11-11997. 055-11-997. Send me your WhatsApp message. Do you want to see a debate between John Dramani Mahama and Dr. Mahmud Bawumia on the economy, on governance, on a wide array of issues? And if perchance you had them, what question will you be asking them? In fact, it came up quite strongly in Parliament this week when the NDC themselves said, well, John Dramani Mahama is not going to debate Dr. Mahmud Bawumia because they are not mates. That in fact, Dr. Bawumia should come to Parliament and debate the likes of Adongo. So we have a very interesting panel to connect with us on these interesting issues. Nanaka Kari is in the United States connecting with us. Nanaka Kari, good evening, and it's good to have you connect with us.
Ben here, Kweku. Thank you.
Philip Sabah is joining us in studio. Philip, good to have you connecting with us
good,
all the way.
Good to meet you once again, Kweku.
Yeah. Abdallah Martin is also connecting with us. Martin, it's good to have you connect.
A very good evening. Another pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Chris Atadika is also connecting with us in a minute. He is joining the Zoom pretty shortly for us to connect on this important matter. So let me start with you, Nanaka Kari. You are in the U.S. and you are Ghanaian. You care about these matters. In the U.S., we saw the two presidential candidates go neck and neck. And in the words of Dr. Bawumia, mano o mano. So, what is going on? Would you want to see a debate yourself? And how crucial are debates for elections?
I want to see a debate myself as a Ghanaian, born and raised in Ghana. Look, Ghana is seen as one of the most democratic countries in West Africa. Holding debates, not just presidential debates, but vice presidential debates, getting all the candidates on the same platform to present their policies, to let us know the achievements and how they plan on moving the country forward, is very important, not just to me, but I think to the entire nation. You know, I heard the soundbite that you ran leading up to introducing the panel. We do not just want a debate just to talk about the economy. Ghana is facing a wide range of national issues, with the economy being one of them. But there's healthcare issues, there's infrastructure issues, there's security issues. I can go on and on and on. Now, here in the United States, debates are very important, of course. And the mainstream media play a vital role when it comes to holding these presidential and vice presidential debates. We all have been following what's going on here with the presidential election. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris may be the nominee for the Democratic Party. One of the main media outlets have already reached out to them, proposing September 17th for a debate. So a debate is just very crucial in any diplomatic democratic country. It gives the candidates an opportunity to again present their policies, to again connect with the voters, and also with misinformation and disinformation circulating on social media. It is an opportunity for them to debunk any misconceptions about them. So I would definitely like to see a debate, and I will hope that each Ghanaian would like to see a debate. Not just a debate, we'll like to see them holding campaign rallies. We'd like to see them holding up town halls. All these events are critical leading up to the election day. Ghanaians want to hear from them, directly from the candidate. We want to hear what they are planning to do, why we should vote for them. Look, let me just make this clear. This holding these presidential debates is not like the debate club in your junior high school. This is a different case when you are running for the highest position of the land. We want to hear from you. You have to be comfortable to step up on the debate stage and tell us what you plan on or how you plan on running the country. Remember, let me set up this scenario really quickly for you. You know what? It's like, Kweku, you and I are applying for the same position, right? In the same company. And we are presented with an opportunity. to debate each other. It's not about each other. It's about letting the employer, in this case, which is the Ghanaian people, knowing that, look, I am worthy of you giving me the chance to serve the country. I want to convince you that I am worthy of managing or leading the country. It's not about the MPP or the NDC. Let's not forget, these are just the main political parties in the country. There's the Alan Tramatin's party. There's also the Cheddar parties. All these, we want to see all these candidates on the same platform, hear from them directly, and fact check them in real time as they present their policies.
Right. I mean, Chris, you've heard there from Nanaka Kari on how important a debate is. John Dramani Mahama seemed to be the one not making a debate happen, because Dr. Baumia says he's ready. So you are a political marketing expert. From where you stand, what may be the reason why John Dramani Mahama is dragging his feet?
Okay, so I'm not a member of John Dramani Mahama's campaign team, so I cannot emphatically state the reason why there is a dragging of the feet when it comes to this challenge that has been thrown to him by the MPP's representative, Dr. Baumia. But my point is from an academic perspective. Now, over the years, we've had studies that have gone to show the relevance of presidential debates in, let me say, I don't want to use the word skewing, but in managing the perception of people and then managing the public discourse around a particular election. Now, in advanced democracies like the US, in the UK, this has been the norm. I mean, presidential debates have been the norm over a period, and it's been largely accepted by the citizenry as one of the activities before the election that influences people's decision. And when I say influences, particularly in the fact that it gives, you know, the electorate an idea that a particular presidential candidate understands his or her policy. And it wasn't just a manifesto team that was brought together by the political party, but the presidential candidate or the candidates themselves understand the policy, and they are able to explain it and to give counter arguments of how that policy, you know, contrasts with, you know, opponents' policy or their opponents' political opponent policy. So, I mean, over the years, I feel that in the Ghanaian space, like as compared to the US and advanced democracies where it has become a norm and people tune into their TVs over the period, I feel that over the years, we have watered down the effect of presidential debates in this country. And when you look at 2012, I mean, that's the last time we had a presidential debate. You have had the current opposition party, back then they were in power in 2016, where President Mahama also threw a challenge that he is challenging his opponent who were in opposition then, which is the MPP party, to a debate about the infrastructure development of the country. We had instances, that instance where that particular request or the challenge was thrown away by, you know, the then opposition party. We even had another one where Dr. Baumia, has been on record to have said that He is telling his, you know, political opponents to go and debate the Ghanaian people who are suffering from the issues that are confronting them, and that there is no need for a debate between the two main political parties, which is MPP and NDC. So over the years, we have watered down the effect, and I don't feel that in this particular instance of 2024's election, presidential debate is really going to make, you know, substantial effect to the election. I feel that because it has become more or less like the one who controls the media frenzy around the debate is the one who is seen to have won the debate, becomes a challenge, because I want to believe that back then in 2016 in 2016 when this government, the MPP, when they were in opposition, declined the request by John Mahama, who was president by then, to debate him. It was under the impression that after the debate, probably NDC was going to use it as a medium to use the media, headlines to give an impression that John Mahama won the debate. And I believe that is the same reason why the NDC is feeling like it's not the right option now, because there is what we call the advantage of the incumbency, where the government of the day has, some financial strength and has some powers that they can use to influence the discourse in the media, post the debate. So I feel that is what they are trying to prevent.
Yeah.
And over the years, generally, they have watered down the effect of presidential debate. But ideally, they are very, very important when it comes to the policy discussion prior to elections.
Martin, you've had Chris there. Do you agree with him, the kind of synopsis that he's drawn? But also to ask you, in 2016 and 2020, the MPP really were not interested in the debate. Why all of a sudden do you sense that they really want a debate in 2024? Hello, Martin. We'll get Martin to connect with us pretty shortly. But Philip, the question is, why would the NDC not be interested in the debate? The NDC have been putting out a lot of messages, 24-hour economy, this and that. Be at a debate with Dr. Baumia and explain to the Ghanaian people why exactly you are putting across those messages. Why is it so difficult?
I don't think that if you pay attention, close attention to the letter written by Ms. Joyce Bawamagdari about the concerns of why the NDC is dragging the feet on the debate. It's not about the fact that they are not ready for a debate. I think the whole conversation, when you read the letter that was written out, the press release, it was due to the fact that IEA has organized or has mentioned to the general public that they want to have a debate, which even before that, they have not even informed the parties involved. Maybe probably they have informed another party, but Joyce Bawa was in that press release stating categorically that she hasn't been informed, or the flag bearer of the NDC and the NDC party hasn't been informed. And in the words of the letter, she was very particular about the level of disrespect and the level of the IEA not being decent enough to inform the parties involved in the debate. It's just basic that if you want to have an event, it's good that you inform those you want to have that, especially when it is not an event that is constitutionally or is not mandated that the people avail themselves for it. This is something that you are doing on the side. So it's good that you inform the people if they are ready, or if the time that you chose is good for them, or at least preliminary, just tell them that you want to have a debate session with them. Yes, if they give you their words, that could be a platform for you to announce to the people that, yes, you want to do something. But just out of nowhere, you come out. It's just like me right now saying that I want to organize a debate and MPP is not ready for it. I could also place that. That's the same thing IEA did. So the letter said that they were not decent and respectful enough to inform the flag bearer and his office and the NDC.
No, but apart from that, Dr. Baumia has thrown the challenge. We haven't heard a response from the NDC.
But the NDC, I don't think that, basically speaking from not too much political point of view, the NDC does not respond to Alhaji Mahmoud Baumia's challenges. If it is about throwing challenges and someone accepting challenges, back in 2020, the NDC threw challenge that they categorically refused to honor. Now, I don't know and I don't get to understand why all of a sudden he wants to have a debate, and he's calling for a debate. And just at the back of him calling for a debate, IEA is all out there saying that they want to organize a debate. You see, I don't see any other body that can organize or that can question people more than journalists, if not for WAEC. WAEC asks students questions. But I think journalists are a group of people who have very critical questions, and they are the watchdogs of the country. You see, President John Dramani Mahama met this journalist and expressed his points and policies to them. He was on his feet, and he met these people. They asked questions at Kempinski, and everybody was happy about it. what debate does Bawumia want that he can meet journalists who ask most of the critical and credible questions? Mm. Aside WAEC, that's what I said. Aside WAEC, I think that the journalists are the people who ask good questions more, intriguing questions. Yes. So he's not even availing himself to the media to be even at least accountable per constitutional demands. He has constitutional demands that he's not up to, because it's constitutionally mandated that you be accountable to the people of Ghana. So meet journalists and even account to them about things.
But he's going before, around, he's campaigning, he's doing community connects.
Debating is just one part of the democratic dispensation. You see, when you are talking about elections, which is a democratic principle, a democratic thing that people do, I think debate is just one of them. Hmm. President Joe Biden walking out of the election, it's not because he didn't do well at the debate. And if you read the letter, maybe probably you've not seen the letter.
No, I've read the letter.
If you read
the
letter,
the antecedent of that.
Why he resigned is not because he did poorly at the debate.
Obviously, but do you want Joe Biden to put on the letter?
You know that this presidential debate we are talking about, there is nobody there that will say that you have passed, you have not passed. It's just expression of policies.
The public does
the same thing that they do on political platforms. When you go on campaign, you mention, you say your policies. And the other side of it, aside what makes it more debatable, is that there is a panel of judges, there are people who are asking you questions. Just like journalists ask President John Dramani Mahama questions. And the call is that Vice President Alhaji Mahmood Bawumia should also avail himself to discredible journalists, people that will not be handpicked giving questions. They should meet him, stand on his feet, and answer and address people.
And answer that. I think I want to.
Team good. That he has suspended. You remember that 2020, he said that President John Dramani Mahama should go to Savilogu and go and debate to them about the economy.
Okay, good. So
that he should come to Osumami and tell the people why KNK now is now six cities and they are selling pepper.
Good. I mean, Martin, that seemed to be a good point that people will make and say that Dr. Bawumia should first avail himself to the media and debate the ordinary Ghanaian people, if he so wants, because they are the ones feeling the brunt of the challenges in the economy.
Well, thank you so much for having me. If you care to know, the MPP and the MPP's campaign structure have rolled out a particular plan that engages the community, that engages every structure of the community, from the youth to the elderly to the political leadership of all communities. So for the MPP, what we have done is that from the youth structure, the Bawumia campaign has been engaging with the youth, constituency to constituency, community to community. Beyond the youth, the MPP engages, or the presidential candidate engages, with the elderly, the political leadership, the opinion leaders of every constituency and every community. This is the style or the structure of the campaign the presidential candidate has taken. Indeed, beyond that, the MPP believe that any serious political party would embrace a platform that will evaluate their policy proposal at the national level. And that is why the MPP believes that there should be a national platform where we would have the presidential candidates of the leading political parties who would assume those platforms and receive evaluations and questions from critical minds at the national level. And I think that any serious political party should do that favor to the electorate of the Republic, because it is only an informed electorate who will make an informed decision. That is an important ingredient that any political leader, any political competitor, you should see it as a duty more than just a favor to the electorate, because it is a duty on your part for you to surgically excise and open up what your what the feasibilities of your political or of your policy proposals are to the people. They must understand you. They must be convinced about the possibility of your proposal. I think that this should be an opportunity for any political party to embrace. Look, the NDC over the years have harangued, have lampooned, have attacked, have turned every political proposal that the MPP implements into a punching bag. This is, for us, we think that this should be an opportunity for them, that they should come to prove to us, look, this particular policy proposal we spoke about, the economy that we spoke about that you are not doing well at, the free SHS that we spoke about that you are not doing well at, that every metric of national development that we spoke about that we are not doing well about, come to prove to the Ghanaian people before Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, before the presidential candidate of the new Patriotic Party, prove to us, prove to the Ghanaian people that truly that we are not doing well, and then we can be able to compare notes and know who is doing well or not.
I mean,
because you have had the opportunity over the years, 8 years. You have had the opportunity. You have been vice president. You have been president for 4 years. You have been vice president for 4 years and president for 4 years plus. Prove to the Ghanaian people what you did better.
Right. I mean, good point that you make, Martin, and I'll come back again. Danaka Kari, so the consensus around the table seem to be like debates are important. What I sense to get from certain people like maybe Philip Sabah and all that is that there are people who are putting a certain political twist to it and all that is going on, i.e. and all that. But you will seriously recommend to John Dramani Mahama, for instance, to put himself up for debate as the vice president is calling for.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? Let's stop talking about the candidates throwing a challenge to another candidate to come on board for a debate. Let's forget about that. Let's forget about the IEA disrespecting, as the NDC said, disrespecting the party. Let's forget about that. Let's focus on the people of Ghana. Let's focus on the voters. What do the voters want? The voters want to hear directly from these candidates. Note that it's different. Holding a presidential debate televised, okay, is different from holding a campaign rally. Because at the campaign rally, majority of the people that showed up are your supporters or people who want to hear what you have to say. It's different when you go to a neutral platform like Joy News, where you can be asked, or the platform which promotes free and fair election. Right, come to Joy News. Go boot by boot with your opponent, and let the people of Ghana ask you the questions or issues that they are facing, how you are going to solve them. So let's just stop using. I think that is just a cover up that the NDC is doing. Who disrespected me? Who did not inform me about the debate? Should somebody inform you about a debate for you to know that it's important to hold a debate? Also, mind you, with these campaign rallies where they go to, you know, they hold the campaign rallies, whatever, if you notice, I did not mention that it's important to go around and distribute yogurts and fan milk. It's important to go around and help a woman pound fufu. It's important to go around and help a little boy cross the river.
The issue, I think we are deviating from the issue. I think
hold on, let me finish. The
bone
please.
Of contention here.
Please, Nana, let Nana finish.
See, she's making it look like debate is the only platform where people can meet. I said earlier on that President Dramani Mahama met journalists, credible journalists.
Okay. All right, Philip. Good.
And they asked him questions about the economy of Ghana and how he wants to do things. And he was there. So Vice President should also avail himself for something similar.
Okay, good. Philip, please hold it there.
And who says that it's only a debate platform that you can get this thing done?
Let me make this clear to you.
These people don't have policies. They just want to make their policies.
Philip, hold it. Philip, hold it.
If you listen to what I said in the first question, I said there are important events like campaign rallies. There's important events like the presidential debates. There are important events like the town halls. All these are important, but we're going to stick with the topic at hand at this point, which is our presidential debate, important leading up to the election.
How?
That's why my focus now is that. On that. But what I'm trying to say is it's not the only event. However, it's important for you to talk directly to your voters,
more important
to
meet journalists and tell them how you have been accountable as an economic management team chair.
So I'm going to go to Chris because so that I can come in the middle because of the banter between Chris, Philip and then Nanaka Kari is making the point that it is not just a debate. She says that other platforms are important, but she seems to emphasize that a debate is quite important. So Philip, I'll come to you.
The NDC should work with
her feelings, because she feels that that is more important than any other one.
Right, good. So you, Philip, hold it there for me. Chris, do you sense that there's a trust deficit in a body that can sit in the middle and organize the debate? I organized the last debate, 2012. I was quite young then, and I watched it when Hassan Ayaraga continued coughing, and people said he was trying to confuse the press, the Akufo-Addo then, who is now president. But that year do not seem to enjoy the same trust by the NDC. So, and I can say, Joy News, for instance, we are ready. We are really ready to host a presidential debate if we get the opportunity. But this sense is a trust deficit in a middle ground institution to host it. That is why there's all this talk.
So, yeah, you're right. In fact, so this is one thing that, I mean, is widely believed, that when a government fails, or there's a perception of failure by the people about a particular sitting government, you realize that people's trust in government agencies start to dwindle. So the point is, IEA is not a government agency, right? Or it's not a body that is constitutionally mandated to organize debates. I mean, I was saying to somebody just somewhere last 2 weeks that if for anything, the body that should be seen as very much constitutionally mandated to organize a debate should be the NCCE, because they are in charge of civic education. And so it is only right that they would want to give a platform for competing political candidates to come and share their manifestos, or let me say, points out of their policy, their entire policy, and debate it out for the Ghanaian people to assess. So you're right. I believe that over the years, because people have felt that government has had a very strong influence in certain agencies, and then there's that idea that there's politicization in most government agencies, or agencies that are connected to government affairs, people then feel that, okay, when a particular party is in power, there are going to be government agencies that are going to do whatever it takes to favor the particular party that is in government. So I believe that there's that general mistrust. People feel that what has been the IEA's role in 2012, when John Mahama threw the challenge to the MPP to organize, or have a debate about the infrastructure development of the country, moving on to election year 2020, when the NDC also threw a challenge. And so the conversation has always been that if IEA was that strong of a body, or that competent of a body, why couldn't they press on the MPP at the time to force them to have a debate with the NDC when the NDC was throwing that challenge? So now you are faced with the same thing, where the NDC also feels that the IEA cannot pick and choose
when to organize.
They want to have it.
I mean, interesting there. Michael Paponi-Ashal is joining me in studio with comments, and then we can get some wrapping up thoughts. Michael, what are the people saying? Do they want a debate, or do they not want one?
Well, you'll be surprised. I was trying to be very, very biased to try to balance the comments. But unfortunately, for almost 1 hour since you announced that we were taking messages, it's been difficult to get even one person that 100% supports a debate between these two individuals. The closest I came, and I'll give it to you, that was the last message I harvested to before I came here. He says the word, unfortunately that didn't come, but yes, I have that. So he says, we want a debate, but only in my supermarket, so that the two of them can tell me how my prices will go down so that I get more customers. And that is coming from Sim Team. So you clearly that's the only one. But to walk you through the other messages that have come through, this one from Jonathan from Gawa says, I don't think debate will change the voting decision of many Ghanaians. Our reason for voting in Ghana is not entirely dependent on performance of government. Voting is mostly personal choices and tribal grounds. The MPP didn't debate 2016 and 2020 for reasons of non-performance of the NDC government. It is also for the same reason that NDC will not debate. This one from Elder from Sunyani, he says, Dr. Bomia should focus on fixing the weak fundamentals caused by him and his master driver and stop chanting for a debate that cannot reverse the exchange rate, the galloping inflation, and the unprecedented corruption under his watch. This one says that instead of a presidential debate, Dr. Bamia should rather go and meet the press first, just as flag bearer of the NDC, Mahama, has done.
I suspect Philip Saba sent that message to a number that he is not aware of.
So, good. There are quite a number of similar sentiments about...
Give me last two.
I should give you last two, okay. This one, let's go to Kumasi. He says that, well, Major One says, presidential debates are not going to change anything. Voters will simply appreciate their present living conditions and vote for or against the standards. This one here says, debate or no debate? Hell no. We don't want a debate. What has happened to the economy despite pronouncement lectures of Dr. Bamia while in opposition? Well, John Mahama said similar things when it was his time, but nothing happened. This is from Richard Kumi in Kufuoria. So, thank you very much.
So, overwhelmingly, it seemed to be that people sending a message seem to believe that, listen, the debate is not necessary for them in making a choice as to who to vote for. So, Philip, to debate or not to debate, would you advise John Dramani Mahama to debate? And will a debate affect how you vote? Do that for me in a minute.
And I, where we sit and where we observe things, we know that President John Dramani Mahama is not someone who Vice President Alhaji Mahmoud Bawumia can stand before and debate. President John Dramani Mahama has carved a niche for himself in the field of communication. He's someone who communicates to the extent that the basic person or someone who has nothing at all could understand what President John Dramani Mahama is saying. When you have an economy to fix, when you have issues that you should look at, your concern as a flag bearer for a party because your campaign is going down is that you want to have a debate with the nation builder. Because someone said he wants, you do 24-hour economy, that is agenda 133, which is that one job, three workers, three shifts, you feel that you want to attach your brand to it. You see, that debate, I'm not sure. You see, I've joined several walks with President John Dramani Mahama. When you are even walking on the street, or you are walking, or you are at an event and you go somewhere, he's someone who is open to people. People come to him and they ask questions, and on the spot, he's able to attend to them. He's someone who absorbs people. I don't think that President John Dramani Mahama, if the due processes are followed, will say that he will not debate Vice President Alhaji Mahmoud Bawumia. He wants a debate platform so that he will come and dance on it, or he wants a debate platform that he will say something, then the following day, you say that it's a joke, that he's joking. We don't want any comedian. We want someone who has the nation at heart, who wants to build a nation, who wants to give hope to the youth.
Right.
You see, President John Dramani Mahama on any day would whip Alhaji Mahmoud Bawumia
at a debate. I mean that's what Philip, you seem to think. Do you get the same sense? The NDC really probably won't put up John Dramani Mahama to debate Martin. But what then will Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia do? Will he put up with journalists and answer questions?
Well, Kweku, I think that what is important is to connect with the electorate directly, and that is what Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia is doing, constituency to constituency, community to community. What is more important is that he connects with the electorate directly, and that is exactly what he's doing. And I think that, look, debates are not a favor to the electorate. They are a duty in the democratic enterprise we operate. And any serious political party must be ready and must welcome a debate to head-to-head with their competitors, because it is only that platform that the electorates will have an opportunity to understand favorably the views and the proposals of their presidential candidates. I think that the NDC should be ready, and at least on this particular platform, we have been convinced that there is a popular view, at least on this interview, that we should have a presidential debate that will allow the presidential candidates to be evaluated critically. Thank you.
Right. I mean, so it's been an interesting conversation. I've heard from Nanaka Kari, I've heard from Philip Saba, I've also heard from a number of audience who've all made their point about whether or not they want a debate or do not want a debate. I think clearly the political parties have played enough politics with their matters of debate. In 2020, we heard from the New Patriotic Party and what they thought about debates. They didn't think it was so important. So why is it so crucial in 2024 now? We need to get to the bottom of it. Personally, if you ask me, I would love a presidential debate between John Mahama standing on a podium, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia at the next, so that Evans Mensah, Bernard Avlet, he can question these people, get some responses from them. These things, they go on the platform and they say a lot of things that are not fact-checked real-time, that are not followed up with real questions. John Mahama did something similar when he faced journalists. I didn't say they expect Dr. Bawumia to do the same thing, but I want a debate. And I think so many Ghanaians also do want a debate. That's how we wrap up the show on Ghana Connect tonight. My name is Kweku Asante. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Philip Saba. Thank you so much, Nanaka Kari. Thank you so much, Chris Atadiken. Thank you very much, Abdallah Mateen. You were on the highway. You still made time to join us on the show. We'll be back same time next week with another interesting edition of Ghana Connect. The library is up next with Andy Dusty.